The difference between U, S, hurricane evacuation zones, and FEMA flood zones. Hurricane evacuation zones are systems through which local governments issue action guidance based on imminent storm surge risks and evacuation conditions, while FEMA flood zones are mapping systems that show long-term flood risks. Even if the same letters are used on both maps, they do not have the same meaning, so you should check both the zone for your address and current evacuation orders. Hurricane evacuation zones are disaster response systems operated by local governments, based primarily on storm surge risks and the time required for evacuation. FEMA flood zones indicate long-term flood risk and are used for decisions involving flood insurance, loans, construction, and land use. A home shown as being at relatively low risk on a FEMA map may still be included in a priority evacuation zone because of storm surge or the risk of isolation. Evacuation decisions should be based on the latest official evacuation orders from the relevant county or city, not on FEMA flood zones. When reviewing real estate risks, you should check FEMA maps currently in effect, map revision records, and data on the building's location and elevation together. In the United States, hurricane evacuation zones and FEMA flood zones both appear on maps, but they do not measure the same risk. One is a system for determining when people should relocate as a disaster approaches, while the other classifies long-term flood risk. Both maps may use zone designations such as A, B, or numbers, making them easy to confuse. However, they are established by different agencies using different data and for different purposes, so zone names alone should not be compared. Key difference: action maps vs. long-term risk maps. Category: hurricane evacuation zone, FEMA flood zone. Primary purpose: determine the order and scope of resident evacuations during a hurricane, show long-term risks of flooding from rivers, coasts, and rainfall responsible authority local governments, such as counties and cities, and state emergency management agencies. FEMA and participating communities' main criteria: storm surge models, terrain and elevation, access to coasts and waterways, road networks, and evacuation time, expected flood extent and depth, annual probability, coastal wave effects, and other factors. Main time of use: emergency response before and during a hurricane, home sales, insurance, lending, construction, and long-term risk management. Nature of the result: required actions vary according to the actual storm's track and intensity, and government orders baseline risk classification shown on a map. Effective at a particular time: official source to check: emergency management agency for the county or city with jurisdiction over the address. FEMA map service center and local government flood management department. Simply put, an evacuation zone map shows how to act during the current disaster, while a FEMA flood zone map is used to review the flood risks affecting a particular property. How hurricane evacuation zones are determined: hurricane evacuation zones are established by local governments to move residents to safe locations. In coastal areas, the risk of storm surge, in which seawater is pushed inland, is an important criterion. The following factors are generally considered together: storm intensity and expected storm surge height, ground elevation and distance from the coast, bays, rivers, and canals, terrain with limited exits, such as islands, peninsulas, and barrier islands, the possibility that bridges and major roads may flood or be closed, the time required to move the population safely, separate guidance for mobile homes and structurally vulnerable housing types. Evacuation zone classification systems are not standardized nationwide. Some areas use several letters beginning with A, while others use numbers beginning with 1. Some places, such as New York City, operate their own 1-6 system. Therefore, zone A in one county cannot be assumed to represent the same level of risk as zone A in another county. Being in an evacuation zone also does not mean that evacuation is always required. The actual standard for action is the current voluntary or mandatory evacuation order issued by the government with jurisdiction for that zone. Conversely, even outside a mapped evacuation zone, different guidance may apply to residents of mobile homes, people who depend on medical equipment, or groups separately designated by the local government. What FEMA flood zones show FEMA flood insurance rate map and national flood hazard layer show long-term risks from river flooding, coastal flooding, and some rainfall flooding based on probability and hydraulic and hydrologic analyses. The maps are used for insurance under the National Flood Insurance Program, community floodplain management, building standards, and housing finance decisions. Common zones include the following. Example FEMA zone general meaning A, AE, AO, AH inland, riverine, and shallow flooding zones within a special flood hazard area. Specific annual probability criteria should be checked in FEMA official zone descriptions V, VE zones where coastal flooding and wave action risks are considered together. Specific annual probability criteria should be checked in FEMA official zone descriptions, shaded X zone, a zone generally shown as having moderate risk. Specific annual probability criteria should be checked in FEMA official zone descriptions, unshaded X. Zone, a zone classified on the map as having relatively low risk, but not as having no possibility of flooding. The annual probability shown on the map does not mean that flooding occurs only once within a given period. And the specific probability criteria should be checked in FEMA official zone. Descriptions. It is a statistical expression of the likelihood of occurrence in any given year, and its exact meaning should be checked in FEMA official zone descriptions. If a building securing a loan from a federally regulated lender is located in a special flood hazard area, flood insurance may be required. However, lenders may also require insurance outside mapped high-risk zones, and the actual insurance requirements should be confirmed based on the lender, insurer, effective map, and building location. Why a home at low flood risk may still be evacuated. First, it is not contradictory for a home shown in an X zone on a FEMA flood map to be included in a local government's priority evacuation zone. The two systems answer different questions. Possible reasons include the following. The storm surge scenarios differ. FEMA flood maps classify long-term risk according to specific mapping criteria. While evacuation plans focus on life safety and storm surge scenarios that could be caused by a strong hurricane, the travel route may become dangerous before the home does. Even if the home itself is on high ground, the entire area may become isolated if access roads, bridges, or causeways flood first. Evacuation takes time. In densely populated coastal areas, moving people from lower zones in stages before the storm gets close can reduce traffic congestion. The map does not directly assess a building's structural safety. Mobile homes or buildings vulnerable to wind loads may be subject to evacuation regardless of their flood zone. The map's publication date may not reflect actual current terrain. New development, changes to drainage facilities, coastal changes, or delays in map revisions may mean that current conditions are not fully reflected on the map. The opposite situation is also possible. A home near an inland river may be within a FEMA special flood hazard area, but outside a hurricane evacuation zone based on coastal storm surge. Even in this case, the risks of heavy rainfall or river flooding and any separate emergency instructions from the local government should continue to be monitored. Why the same zone A does not mean the same thing the designation Zone A can mean entirely different things depending on which map is being viewed. On a local government evacuation map, evacuation zone A may generally refer to an area designated for evacuation first. On a FEMA map, flood zone A is a type of special flood hazard area, and the specific annual probability criteria should be checked in FEMA official zone descriptions. Evacuation zone A in another county may use different zoning methods and evacuation criteria. Therefore, if a search result or real estate listing says only Zone A, the map name, issuing authority, and effective date should be checked. There is no official conversion table matching evacuation classifications with FEMA flood classifications. How to check evacuation orders and address specific zones for safety, evacuation decisions, and property risk reviews should be checked separately as follows. 1. Identify the local government with jurisdiction over the address in the United States. Evacuation zones and evacuation orders are primarily managed by counties or cities. After identifying the county and city in which the address is located, use that government's emergency management or evacuation zone page. 2. Look up the evacuation zone for the address. Enter the address in the local government's official address search tool. In Florida, the Florida Division of Emergency Management's Know Your Zone guidance can be used as a starting point. But actual orders and detailed maps should be confirmed again through the official channels of the county with jurisdiction. 3. Check current evacuation orders separately. A zone map is a baseline plan, while an evacuation order is an administrative decision for the current storm. Check the jurisdiction's government website, official emergency alerts, local broadcasts, and emergency management agency notices together. Forecasts from NOAA and the National Hurricane Center provide information for understanding storm conditions, but they do not replace local government evacuation orders. 4. Use FEMA Maps to check property risk. Search the address in the FEMA Map Service Center to identify the effective flood insurance rate map, panel number, map effective date, and zone. For real estate transactions or insurance decisions, it is more appropriate to use official map records and a professional determination than a simple screenshot. 5. If the results conflict, prioritize the evacuation order even if the FEMA map appears to show low risk. An order issued by the government with jurisdiction for the address's evacuation zone is the current standard for action. A difference between the two results does not mean that either map is necessarily incorrect. What to check when address search results differ on online maps? An address may be near a boundary, or different websites may provide different results. This can result from differences in map data, address coordinates, or display units. Check whether the search pin is placed on the actual building rather than at the center of the parcel or on the road. Determine whether the FEMA map is the currently effective map or a preliminary map that has not yet taken effect. If a parcel has multiple buildings, check which zone contains the building subject to the insurance determination. Check the original panel to determine whether the map scale merely makes the boundary appear to cross the building. Check for official map change records, such as a letter of map amendment or letter of map revision. Review the official determination documents required by the local government floodplain administrator, insurer, or lender. A FEMA zone also does not directly show the actual elevation of the land or building floor. Foundation height, lowest floor elevation, drainage conditions, and building structure can affect the actual extent of losses. Insurance or construction issues for a home on a boundary are difficult to resolve based solely on the map color. Compound risks not shown on the maps. Checking these two types of zones alone does not reveal every hurricane risk. In addition to storm surge, hurricanes can cause high winds, tornadoes, prolonged power outages, sewer backups, heavy rainfall, and inland river flooding. Even when remaining outside an evacuation zone, the following should be reviewed separately: whether the building can withstand the expected wind speed, whether there is a safe indoor space that will not flood, whether necessary medications and medical equipment can be used during a power outage, whether nearby roads and bridges may be closed, whether pet-friendly shelters and transportation are available, whether prolonged isolation can be managed, if evacuation is not undertaken. In other words, looking up a zone is a starting point for decision-making, not a single determination that replaces a complete disaster plan. Which map to use in each situation, what you want to check source to check first, whether to evacuate for this hurricane, latest evacuation order from the county or city, with jurisdiction, which evacuation stage applies to the address, local government's official evacuation zone, address lookup tool, the level of the home's long-term flood risk, effective FEMA flood map, and local government risk information, whether flood insurance is required for a mortgage FEMA map, and the lender's official determination, how insurance premiums or coverage terms are determined, quote, and terms from an insurer or an insurance agent handling NFIP policies, whether roads and bridges are currently passable, real-time notices from local government and state transportation agencies. The most important principle is not to use property risk maps and disaster action maps as substitutes for one another. When buying a home, flood risk should not be judged solely from the evacuation zone. And when a hurricane approaches, the decision to evacuate should not be based solely on the FEMA flood zone.